A front page story in today's Washington Post reveals how the CIA demanded and got White House approval for the harsh interrogation methods that many consider torture. The Post piece is by reporter Joby Warrick. He's with us from the Post newsroom. Joby, these memos are still classified. Have you seen them?
No, we haven't. They're still classified. We haven't been able to actually look at them, but we've talked to a number of people who've seen them and have given us a good sense of what they contain.
So what's in them?
It's to use the CIA's jargon, it's top cover. The CIA embarked on this program in early 2002 with regular briefings with White House officials. Everybody seemed to think this was okay to proceed and do these harsh interrogations. But as the months dragged on, there was some real nervousness at the CIA that nobody at the White House on the policy side had actually, put their own necks on the line and said, yeah, we support this. And here's a note saying explicitly that.
This is after the 9/11 attacks and the invasion of Afghanistan. So the CIA has prisoners and it's using these very tough techniques like waterboarding. And the CIA director, George Tenet, has told people at the White House specifically what's going on. Who has he told and what has he said?
He's told the members of the National Security Council. We know he talked to Rice, talked to Cheney, talked to Defense Secretary Rumsfeld. John Ashcroft was in on some of these briefings. He was clearly defending what the CIA was doing. It was something they thought at the time was necessary because they thought another attack was coming. But they were also beginning to be really concerned that there may be some problems with this, both politically and legally.
So he wants from the CIA, and he asks who? Condoleezza Rice, then the National Security Council, now Secretary of State, send me a note from your office with your name on it saying it's okay to waterboard people.
Yes, he wanted to have explicit clearance from the policy side, from Rice's office, and expressing the consent of the administration for what they were doing.
And why is that so important to the CIA and to Mr. Tenet?
I think from the CIA's point of view, is they really saw themselves out on a limb on this thing. Even though there were many in the agency that firmly believed in what they were doing, they still believe, some of them, that it produced good results. But they also realized they were going in a completely different direction that was counter to what that the agency has done historically. And they just wanted to make sure that they were in full agreement with the White House, with the policy side, that this is the right way to proceed.
You write that Secretary Rice, back when she was National Security Advisor, had her own doubts about whether or not these techniques were legal. She asked the Justice Department to advise her on it.
Yes, and this was actually a new revelation in the last couple of weeks because no one in the administration has really talked in detail about what exactly they knew. In a written answer to congressional investigators a few weeks ago, Condoleezza Rice acknowledged that, yes, she'd been briefed on this program, and she did have concerns, she said, and she asked some of her subordinates to investigate and to look and to see if these techniques were actually legal. Apparently, whatever concerns they did have did not cause her to stop the program.
The accounts that you report today in the Washington Post of these discussions, of this process, are quite different from your sources in the White House and in the CIA.
Yes, I think the CIA presents them as look, if anybody did have any concerns, if anybody wanted to challenge us, they didn't bring it up to us.
You know, Joby, it's not unknown in the world of bureaucracy, and that would include the White House and the CIA, for people to ignore requests that they don't quite want to fulfill, that they don't quite know how to fulfill. Why did the White House not simply ignore these requests from the CIA? Hope that George Tenet will get tired of asking for that memo and it'll just not happen.
It's interesting. But I think as time went on and as tensions between the CIA, frankly, and the White House became more strained as the Iraq War was going on and not in a very positive direction, there was increasing concern that maybe we don't want our names or fingerprints on this program. And the second time Tenet asked for a memo, a note, he was getting some pushback, and people at Justice were saying, we've already given you authorization, what else do you need? But he was adamant and said, we really need very explicit, detailed consent.
Joby Warrick wrote the front page story in today's Washington Post on how the CIA got full written permission from the Bush White House to use waterboarding and other interrogation methods that many consider torture. Joby, thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
NPR did ask the White House to confirm or deny the Post's account of what happened. We have not received any response to that request yet.